Snippet series is generously sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram Forman for a full Shlema Dasa Racha Bas Chana Golda. We are on the 19th bracha of the Amidah, the bracha of Sim Shalom, the ultimate bracha, the climactic bracha, our hope, our prayer, our wish for a complete and true and lasting peace. So we are at the end of the bracha. We last left off. Racham v'chaim v'shalom. V'tov be'inecha levarach es amcha Yisrael b'chol isa v'chol shal b'shlemecha. We ask Hashem, v'tov be'inecha, it's good in your eyes to bless your nation, the Jewish people, at all times and every hour, b'shlemecha, with your sense of shalom. What is v'tov be'inecha? Is this description, an observation? Are we making a statement? V'tov be'inecha, it's good in your eyes. So Nisuch Sfar, it actually reads, V'tov, any Nisuch Sfar? V'tov yiyeh be'inecha. May it be good in your eyes. We're not describing, we're not holding him accountable, we're not putting his feet to the fire. It's a tefillah. V'tov yiyeh be'inecha. May it be good in your eyes to bless your children, your nation, with your peace, with your peace. So that's the understanding, at least based on Nisuch Sfar. This maybe comes from the Pasuk with Bilam. Pasuk says, "Vayar Bilam ki tov be'inei Hashem levarach es Yisrael." Bilam saw that it was good in the eyes of Hashem to bless his children. So we are trying to leverage that. V'tov yiyeh be'inecha, may it be good in your eyes. Why are we describing Hashem's eyes? Is this simple anthropomorphism? Kadosh Baruch, of course, does not have eyes. He's not human. He's not physical. So what do you mean tov? It's good be'inecha, in your eyes. So I thought maybe you could say, I didn't see this anywhere, one of the very few original thoughts that I have. So I thought maybe you can say that the way that we can create peace is to have an ayin which is tov, to have a good eye. A person can be a student of Bilam or a student of Avram. And the Mishnah Avos lists that one of the differences between them is what type of eye that we have. Do we see the differences or the commonality? Do we see what's wrong or what's right? Do we see what draws us to the person or what we recoil and want to be further away? Do we see what's there or what's missing? It's all a matter of, it all depends on how we look and with what eye do we see. So if we want Kadosh Baruch Hu to look at us positively, we have to look at others positively. But that's what we're appealing to Hashem. Etov yiyeh, where? Be'inecha. Levarach es amcha Yisrael. Where is it that you will come to the conclusion to bless your children? It's be'inecha. It's all about, if you want peace, it's all what we look at and how we look. Sfarim say, the word nega, nun gimel ayin. So tzaras depends where you put the ayin. It could be at the beginning of the word is oneg, is pleasure. Or the end of the word is to see a blemish in another. Where do you put the ayin? Where do you put your eye? What do you look at? And what do you see? The Gemara says, kokala she'ine yafos, en kol gufa tzorach bedika. Any bride who has a beautiful eye, you don't have to check out anything else. No reference calls, no resume. I think we quoted this in Siddur Snippets fairly recently. You don't have to do any further investigation. You don't have to do any more looking. What did Chazal mean? That's it? She has 20/20 vision? She's got nice eyes? You don't have to look at anything else? What did they mean? So the Menachem Tzion, Rabbi Menachem Ben Tzion Zaks writes, Kokala She'ina Yafos means not her eyes, it means how she views the world. It means that if you are doing research, the question to ask is, does she give the benefit of the doubt? Does she have a generous eye? Does she assume the best? Does she see the good? Does she see what's there or what's missing? Because kala she'ina yafos, if a person sees positively, you don't have to check anything else. So tov yiyeh be'inecha, or tov be'inecha, depending on the nusach, Hashem, in your eyes, let it be good. Look at us in such a way, see in such a way, that you want to bring shlomecha. I think it's interesting that we end this bracha, and we don't say Hashem, tov be'inecha levarach es amcha Yisrael b'chol isa v'chol sha b'shalom. We don't say with shalom, but we say with what? B'shlomecha. What's the difference between shalom and shlomecha? The answer is there's all kinds of shalom. The whole world right now is trying to pressure Israel into some, they call it peace, but it's Israel in pieces. A ceasefire where Israel ceases and the other side keeps firing. That's not a real peace. What's the only lasting, true, real peace? Shlomecha. Hashem, your peace. So we want not a temporary and not a inauthentic counterfeit peace, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us, how? B'shlomecha, with your peace. And with that, we conclude the Sim Shalom, but we have to leave off. I guess tomorrow night we'll talk about this question, why at least Nisach Ashkenaz, in the morning we say Sim Shalom, And in the afternoon, the evening, we say Shalom Rav. Why do we shift number one? And then we add also Melech Adon L'chol HaShalom. We evoke Hashem's Melucha, Hashem being a king, particularly relevant to this time of year. We'll pick up with Amir Tz Hashem next time.